Mai hommik, meil on nüüd väga rõõmsad uudised teieni tuua, sest et külas on meil väga tuntud rallikommentaator, ligi 20 aastat seda tööd teinud ja kindlasti on tema hääl väga paljudele rallisõitjatele tuttav. Külastab ta Eestit muidugi siis seoses Ralli Estoniaga, mis siis toimub Lõuna-Eestis 4. Kuni 6. Septembrini ja selleks külaliseks on Rebecca Williams. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Did you understand of you?
Oh, absolutely. Everything you said. Yeah, my Estonian's coming on leaps and bounds.
Well, what an honor to have you here in Estonia. This is not your first time.
No. I think now this is about my 5th or 6th time here.
And besides the rally stuff, have you been here on some personal business as well or only work?
Well, I say only work. I came last year separate to the rally for the Oitanak movie premiere, yes. Which I was hosting. But no, I haven't had any time really to go off exploring on my own. I've seen a lot of the city here in Tallinn and in Tartu, but I haven't had a proper holiday here yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, you have to.
I know, I really want to, but I know I love the summertime here and I've been lots in the summer. I'd actually like to come a little bit closer to Christmas here and see what it's like then. Well, is that a good time, would you recommend?
You know, there's a lot of snow here. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I live in Wales, we get snow there.
Perfect. Well, as you probably know, we have the honor to host the first WRC rally since Corona hit. The building.
Yeah.
What expectations do you have?
Well, huge expectations for a great event because the rally organisers here are second to none. I started working, I say working with them, I had the honour of being asked to come to the rally many, many years ago and I've been so many other times since and they do such an incredible job. They put on a brilliant event, the atmosphere is fantastic and the fans here, so many of them. I know it's going to be more restricted this year, obviously yeah. With what's going on with coronavirus, but it will be a brilliant event. I have no doubt about that. So I'm really looking forward to commentating on it for All Life.
How did you discover the rally for yourself? And was it immediately WRC or you also like, I don't know, maybe Formula One or something else?
Oh, what, rally in general, you mean, as a sport? Gosh, I think I was 4 years of age when I saw my first rally. So I have two older brothers and they were big into rallying. And they took me to a local rally at home. And I remember nothing other than the noise and lights. That's all I remember. And I had some really great welly boots on at the time. I remember those.
What are these?
Wellies.
What are these? What are those?
Wellingtons. Oh gosh, I wonder what the word is in Estonian. I don't know.
Is you it wear like them comfy
in,
shoes or
in
something?
Wet weather. No, when it's really, really raining.
Like, so they're like. Oh.
And they're rubber boots, like rubber boots.
Okay.
Galoshes, I don't know.
We don't know, you know, these kind of terms here.
Do you know what? There are going to be people listening to this shouting at the radio going, it's this name.
As you know, there's still a chance that there won't be any spectators. There's a small chance, but of course we hope that it's not going to be that way, but what are your thoughts on that? Like a rally without spectators. It sounds crazy, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's something obviously that we wouldn't be used to, but I think everybody would be understanding of that. And as you say, it is a very small chance that that might be the case. Hopefully there will be spectators in place. If there aren't spectators there, then, you know, they have the option to be able to watch the rally with us on All Live where they see absolutely everything.
More pressure on you then.
I know, right? More pressure on my shoulders to get everything absolutely right. I think it would be unusual, but then everyone around the world is going through such a weird time right now. I think there's a lot of understanding when things can't go completely right. The main thing, the important thing, is that the rally action is back.
Exactly. Meie teeme väikse pausi, kuuleme natukene muusikat ja oleme väga varsti tagasi. It's the start of us waking up, come on. Best coffee, best music, best morning. Let's go! Are you ready? Vahit Soomik on meil külas maailma tuntud rallikommentaator Rebecca Williams. Teeme temaga natukene juttu Rally Estoniast ja ka muust. Rebecca, you have been in the business nearly 20 years. Have you had the chance to actually sit inside of the like professional WRC car as well and kind of experience that from inside?
I have. Not behind the wheel. No one would be foolish enough to let me get behind the wheel, but I've been in the co-driving seat with Thierry Neuville driving. Mm-hmm. and with Juho Hanninen, and that was at Rally Portugal a few years ago. We went over the famous Faf stage, which has a huge jump at the end of it. And the only thing I kept doing in the car was kind of screaming.
Yeah, what else do you do there?
You know? Doing all of that. And then Thierry started to do it as well. And we went over the jump and Thierry was, yahoo! But he did warn me not to talk as we went over the jump because you could bite your lips.
Tongue and everything, yeah.
But which car are you driving like in your everyday life?
In my everyday life for a long time now, I'm a Mini girl.
Okay.
So I have a Mini Clubman at home. I've been through lots of different Minis. But
do you rally with that?
Oh, no, it is pristine. I would never take it anywhere near a gravel stage. I look after my Mini. But I would love to rally the little Minis. I mean, unfortunately, they can't be used on the WRC anymore.
No.
The old vintage ones. But I remember the last time we had one on an event that was in 2003. And the Mini was called Mildred. And the guy that drove it, Rally GB, Neil Burgess, every time he came to a stop control, all the marshals would clap because it's like, wow, this is the last time this kind of car can ever rally.
Sounds very fun, actually, you know, to kind of look as a spectator. I mean, as a commentator, you need to be neutral, you know.
Yes.
You cannot choose sides, but as a fan, you definitely have some favorites. You definitely, you know, when you're watching at home.
You're trying to make me have favorites here. Look at you. I see what you're trying
to do.
I'll be completely honest here. I don't have a favorite. I don't. Honestly, I don't. I do like all of the drivers. There isn't one at the moment that I, you know, when I think, oh, when I go to interview them, I just don't want to interview you because you have an attitude. I like them all and I like to get the best out of them as well.
When maybe the rally star didn't do a good stage, how do you get the emotions out of him? Like, how do you communicate with him?
I think it can be difficult. You know, when drivers have had a really bad stage, and I can remember, you know, particularly with Oit, not last year, but the year before, when he was battling for the championship title, things went wrong at Wales Rally GB in Spain for him. And in Spain, I was right on hand, ready to chat to him after he'd had a puncture on a stage and dropped down the order. And, you know, you can tell that they are so defeated.
Exhausted
and,
as well.
And, yeah, exactly. And then you have to go in and say to them, well, how are you feeling? And they're looking at you as if to say, well, how do you think
answer.
I'm feeling? Yeah. But you have to do it in such a way, you know, you're trying to, yeah, I have a huge respect for what they do. They're risking their lives out on the stages. And I never, ever kind of funny with them when things go wrong. You know, you feel for them. And I want to deliver that kind of emotion. I feel for you, but please, you know, tell the world how you're feeling now.
And also, like, I mean, it's even more difficult when, you know, the star isn't that chatty. You know, like you have to kind of suck everything out of him. So it might be really difficult to do that, you know.
It is. In some instances, you know, you have differences. So at first, when Oit was in the championship, he didn't really talk a huge amount. Now it's completely different. He's a chatter. And then in one extreme, you have Jari Matti Latvala, who talks a lot. He tells you everything. He analyzes
quite annoying
everything
as well. I mean, like,
we cannot stop him talking, but I love that about him. They're all different. They've all got different characters. And I think that's really important that they're not all the same. And you know, if one is a little bit more quiet, then that's fine. You don't need to put on a show. You don't need to put on an act. Just be who you are.
It's about a balance as well.
It is about a balance.
But do you interact with any drivers outside the rally, like in everyday life?
And not a huge amount. Some, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, there's some funny text messages or whatever in groups. But everyone has their own life. And I think we all travel a huge amount. Everyone has families at home. So when you're home, you're concentrating on that.
Last question. I mean, it might be a stupid question, but can your job ever get boring?
Absolutely not.
Yes, no. That's the right answer.
Well, best job in the world.
Yeah, well, anyway, we hope that you're going to have a lot of fun in Estonia with Rally Estonia. And I hope to see you soon here in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. When I wake up in the morning. Wake up Estonia. Do it. This is my morning on my hits. Let's go.